Well, it was by chance, actually. My undergraduate university had an arrangement with the faculty in Rennes. So in the winter of 89, I arrived in January. It was snowing, but I really had always dreamt of living in France. And so this brought me to it. And my teacher, just again by luck, was Denise Delouche, who was one of the best scholars of the time. And she was the teacher. And so one of the courses I had to take was art history. And I carefully took notes. And then when I moved to Paris a few years later, I was writing my dissertation on Paul Serruger, based on the notes that I had taken in her class. So I arrived in Pont-Aven, and I was just absolutely enchanted with the place. I could just see Gauguin and see what he was trying to express, and the otherness of it, and the costumes, and the traditions, and the fact this is Celtic, it's not French. I am from Irish and Scottish background, so there was just a resonance there. I just wanted to put on a pair of clogs and start dancing. That led from one thing to the other. I started doing exhibitions over here. I taught at the American University in Paris for a while, but every summer I still kept coming out here, and it nurtured everything I was doing because all of my projects were based on artists who had worked in Pont-Aven. From Serruger, I moved over to Jan Verkade, a Dutch artist who was here, and then Meyer de Haan, and I just sort of made the circuit of all of the artists, and I started teaching in the States at Rhode Island School of Design, and I realized that the young students I had, they just thought that art began and ended in New York. And I wanted to show them, no, there's a tradition that goes way, way back in French museums that you should learn about. So I started bringing the students on a trip every January for a month in France. I would take them to Paris for 2 or 3 weeks, then we would go to Pont-Aven, following Gauguin's footsteps, and they were enchanted with Pont-Aven too. And then I would take them to the south of France, and we climbed Mont Saint-Victoire when we were talking about Cézanne. So then I had this crazy idea, I'm going to start a school here. Get them out of Rhode Island, get them out of the States, let them be introduced to France, the countryside in France, not just Paris.
So your art school that you set up in Pont-Aven was mostly for foreign artists?
The courses were in English, so we wouldn't be confused with a French art school. Ours was a supplementary program, like an Erasmus program, and the credits would be transferred back to their universities overseas, in England or in China or in America. The students came from all over the world. They lived with host families and just experienced living in another culture. The school was founded in 1993, and finally I left in 2008. It was a great experience, and I loved it, and I learned a lot from my students because they weren't interested in Gauguin. They was a Gauguin, Schmogan, who's he? They were more interested in very contemporary art.
Let's talk about Gauguin a little bit. He's the name that everybody seems to know.
Yes, yes.
What do you think it was that brought him here? Is it the same sort of motivation that brought you here?
Yes, Gauguin was attracted to the otherness. I mean, between the ages of 2 and 6, he lived in Lima, Peru. And his first language was Spanish. And then he joined the Merchant Marines. So he spent 2 years going up and down the coasts of America. And so he was seeing lots of exotic places. And then he moved to Paris, got married, had 5 kids. But then he started painting. Slowly, painting took over his life. There was a big stock market crash in the early 80s. He was thrown out of his job. So finally he said, well, I'm going to try making a living as a painter. He couldn't afford to stay in Paris. A neighbor of his said, well, think about Brittany. It's cheap. A lot of artists go there. And he realized, hey, that's like going to a different country because they speak a different language. The costumes are traditional. They have nothing to do with the French. They don't like the French. They're Celts. And so he jumped on a train and came out here.
During his time here in Brittany, Gauguin was very much an inspiration to a whole load of other artists,
yes,
weren't they? And
you've
been interested in Paul Serruger,
yes,
who settled in Châteauneuf-du-Fou and did some fine work there in the church.
Yes.
What attracted you to him particularly? Is he a different character to...
Very different, but meeting Gauguin was life-changing for him, and it totally changed his career because he was a much more traditional painter before that, a naturalist. And what intrigued me is that, well, many things. I didn't want to start with Gauguin. First place, living out here, there's so many art historians who work on Gauguin and Brittany, and they can do it better than me because they've grown up here, they know the traditions, they can tell one coif from the other and exactly what town this was painted in and what tradition this shows. And But I wanted to do something with an artist I could get a hold on before I tackled Gauguin. Mm. And then maybe by then I'd find another topic that would lead me into Gauguin. So I chose Serge.
He's not so well known, is he?
No, no, especially then. Back when I started my dissertation, it was in, 74. I was a kid.
But Serizier is known in Kazakhstan, isn't he, thanks
yes.
to you?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay, well, the former capital of Kazakhstan has a jumelage program, a twin program with Rennes.
With Rennes?
Yes. So the country wanted to celebrate the 25th anniversary of this jumelage, and somehow somebody came up with the idea of Paul Serge. And so they did some talking around and said, well, if you want to do a Paul Serge exhibition, it's got to be Caroline Boyle Turner. And the first thing I said, where is Kazakhstan?
And I imagine the Kazakhstan people wondered where Brittany might
be. Exactly. They had no idea. So it was quite a challenge, and I loved doing it because I had to figure out a way to get into their mindset, things, something they might be interested in. They're Muslims and not Catholics. They knew nothing about Brittany, as I said. But what Serge was interested in was many religions. So he was a Catholic, but he sort of left the everyday Catholic faith behind as he dabbled in theosophy. He considered even being a priest for a while. He enjoyed reading about other religions. He was fascinated by Krishna, for example, did a couple paintings about Krishna. And so I tried to bring that in. But the main hook that I thought would attract the Kazakhs and make them interested in Brittany was the costumes, because their tradition is heavily influenced by Eastern and Middle Eastern motifs, lots of embroidery, which is the basis of some of the costumes here, also very fancy headgear, beautiful costumes, absolutely beautiful costumes. And so I chose a lot of paintings for it from the Chateauneuf de Fou period because they really emphasized the traditions of Brittany and the costumes. And so that's what they were most interested in, and it worked. I hope that they have been coming to Brittany as a result.
Dr. Caroline Boyle Turner, thank you very much indeed for coming to Central Brittany to talk to us today and to be on Spotlight.
The pleasure's all mine. Kenavo.